Welcome back to Sports Day. SA, Malcolm Blight and David Wildy, all thanks to Weeks. Weeks Homes, over 30 years building with steel, and they're now hiring. We mention that all the time, but if you want to get a job, go and give Weeks a call. Also, Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts. Well, Matt Kelly's an opening bowler for Western Australia, and they just pipped their boys last night, Blighty. I went home after the show, watched it. It was rain, a bit of rain delay, but and shortened with the overs, but a good finish in the end.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Pretty tight game. Do you like the Duckworth Lewis? I mean, it's been in forever and a day. Well, there's always a touch of luck with it, isn't it?
It's not always the fair assist, but that's what they've come up with. Let's welcome the opening bowler, Matt Kelly. Matt, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. How are you going?
What do you make of the game? It was certainly interesting. It went from 50 overs down to 38, then shortened again. The run chase, you looked to be in reasonable control. While you got Sean Marsh out there, I suppose you felt pretty confident.
Oh, I tell you what, when Sean's batting, certainly feels safer in the sheds when he's out there. So it's always good having him out there and scoring runs. And like you said, it was an interesting game. You know, when it's a rain-affected day, it can be a pretty long one. You never know, you know, what the total is going to end up being or how long you're going to be out there. But I think at the end, we managed to stick it out and have a good partnership in Darcy Short and Sean Marsh. And we know that when you've got guys in at the whacker, at the back end, you can score pretty quickly, which is what we were backing on.
Give us your assessment of Sean Marsh. He's not the spring chicken anymore. He's been an outstanding Shield cricket and obviously a very good test player. His bat looks about 2 feet wide when he's playing. Well, plays that beautiful straight bat. Well, he's just a marvel.
Yeah, unfortunately, I get to see it every week in the nets as well. So, he's a special player. I feel very lucky to have played a lot of cricket with Sean now through my whole career. And he's certainly probably one of the best players I've seen play. And you know, it seems like he's getting better with age. He's super fit and strong at the moment. And the great thing about Sean, he's always trying to improve his game. Even through the pre-season, he was working on new things and helping our young players get better and also helping himself get better. And that just shows how much he wants to keep playing cricket and how good he really is.
Matt, just on a personal note, just going back, I know you're a lad from Claremont. Did you play any other sports other than cricket?
Yep, I played. I actually played rugby growing up at school. So, played there at Scotch College and loved my rugby. A little bit of footy, but I was a bit of a South African background, so I was more rugby focused. So, yeah, it was good fun, but cricket certainly took over once I finished school.
When did you start getting quick? When did you think, hang on?
I'm still trying to do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I actually, both David and I played a little bit too, and I tried to do it quick. Yeah, it's hard work, isn't it? When did you start to think, hang on, there is a bit of zip off the pitch?
Yeah, to be honest, I was actually coming through school, I was probably more of a batter. I think I was a bit of a late developer. Had a big growth spurt coming out of school and started bowling a lot more overs in the nets and at club cricket down there at Claremont. I had a great mentor in Tim McDonald, who played quite a bit of first-class cricket. And pretty much from my first year out of school, I thought, you know, I can have a real crack here. I started getting a go with the under-19s at the Whacker. And, I think it just, I had to bowl a lot to kind of figure it out for myself and figure out what my body was doing. And then once I got a bit stronger and a bit more time playing games, then I found it to become a bit easier. But it certainly took me a while. I know some guys, you look at, you know, Brendan Doggett and Lance Morris, to those guys it comes naturally. For some others it takes a bit longer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you're a perfect age now, 26, aren't you? I mean, and with David and I talked about it earlier in the show that, I mean, all the athletes are playing much, much longer. I mean, you look after yourself better, you eat better, you train better.
Yeah.
So it's a journey, isn't it? I mean, if you take Jimmy Anderson, we're talking about Jimmy Anderson, he's rising 40 and getting
bowling well.
And bowling well. So there's no horizon anymore, is it? It's all on field.
Yeah, I think so. I think the one thing as well, we've got such good support now. You know, with all the sports science, with the physios and the doctors that are looking after us, that we know that we can play for longer than probably what the generation before us could play for. And we're in such good hands. And I think the great thing is now that players, I think once you get to my age, you kind of know your body a bit better than what you did when you were 18 and your program is, you know, fit around that. So you don't have to do the things that, you know, are going to make you sore or get you injured, and you just do the things that you got to do to make sure you're on the park. Because if you're not on the park, you can't be playing. And to get better, you've got to be playing games.
You got a bowling partner, Jai Richardson. Love watching him play, but he's only got a slight build yet. He can bowl, really whip him down. He must be up around the 150, but he's not the biggest guy going around, is he?
No, well, that's the frustrating thing. You get guys like that who just naturally can run in and bowl super fast. But, yeah, I'm certainly happy to have them in my team rather than playing against them. It's quite good to watch him and Lance Morris in the nets. Sometimes the coaches will get a speed gun out and they have a bit of friendly competition. And, yeah, they're certainly getting it up there.
Just talking about coaches, Adam Voges, your coach,
yes.
In the forms. I just wonder, in the nets and at a quiet time, does he walk past and say, do you realise I've got the second best average in Australian cricket in Test cricket to this great Sir Donald Bradman? Does he actually walk past anyone? I mean, he's a fair way off Bradman, but everyone is. Like, he's 61 odd, and Bradman was obviously 99. He must walk past occasionally and say, come on, you blokes.
Oh, he hasn't just yet. You know, I'm sure you know what he's like, a very modest, humble guy. Yeah, he's certainly not doing that. But I think if the time's right, he might have to remind us.
Yeah, so Malcolm Blight reminds me of his football days, Matt, all the time. I'm surprised Adam hasn't done that.
Oh, no, we're just such humble beings, Matt, you and I. And Adam, yeah, we're great like that.
Hey, a Shield game coming up now. For you guys to win, Travis Head's a big obstacle. He's made some great runs against WA in the last few years. He's in rare form. You got him out, I think, for 28 in the one day, but he's a big wicket for you blokes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's made a lot of runs against us recently. You know, yesterday when we got him out cheaply, even though it was for 20-odd, we were pretty happy to see the back of him. And you know, he's a fine player, and he's, you know, he's only got better as the years have got on, and he's certainly a key wicket for us. So hopefully we can get him early and make some inroads into that batting lineup.
Do you have plans? Are there meetings and you talk about someone like Trav? You've got Alex Carey also in pretty good nick. Do you have plans to, you know, have certain people in certain positions or bowl outsiders off stump, try and tie them up? Do you talk about that a lot?
Yeah, we do talk about that quite a bit. I think the good thing is now that we're all playing against each other so often, which is great. So, yep, you know, we've got a lot of footage of games and dismissals and all types of that, scoring zones and things. And we've got a great analyst in Dean Plunkett at the Wacker who does an unbelievable job, gives us a lot of information. And then that filters down from the coaches to captain and then to the bowling group. And we talk about it a lot. The hard thing is, I think, in four-day cricket as well, is you can overthink it. So I think if you look at someone like Peter Siddle, he just runs in and doesn't miss a 5-cent piece. And sometimes that's the best way to go about it. So it's a fine balance between overthinking it and just doing the basics for longer, which is probably what we didn't do in our last game. And hopefully we can do that this week.
Matt, you had a stint in the IPL, in the Indian Premier League. How did you enjoy that, and how did you enjoy the Indian conditions?
Yeah, it was a little while ago now, although, you know, an experience that I absolutely loved. I was very lucky. I went over as a replacement player. Certainly a different environment to something I'd ever seen before. The scale of the tournament was just crazy. I was still pretty young in my career, and I would love to go back now, knowing what I know now. The conditions there are just so different. I actually didn't play a game, but spent a lot of time in the nets working with, you know, we had Simon Kadic and Jack Callis, and some phenomenal overseas players and local players that I could just pick information from. So definitely better for the opportunity. And yeah, you know, anytime you can play cricket overseas or anywhere else in Australia or over the world, it's super beneficial, and we love doing it as players.
I looked at your first-class career. I mean, you mentioned your batting, and obviously then too. You averaged 16, which is not shameful for an opening bowler. I mean, and you got a high score of 89, I noticed. So you can actually put bat on the ball.
Yeah, 16. I'd love to get that up there a bit more. But, that, you know, the thing, we're pretty lucky at the Wacker. The coaches invest a lot of time into the lower order, making sure that, you know, we get enough time in the nets because we can get neglected a bit down there, us big, tall, fast bowlers. Mm. You know, we spend a lot of time with each other, throwing balls to each other because we know how vital those lower order runs can be at certain stages of the season. And it's happened a few times where we've had a lower order partnership and it's kind of got us over the line. So I think as a group, we know that's important. But yeah, as players as well, the great thing is that, you know, we all want to bat. The bowlers love batting, and anytime you can score runs against the other bowling lineup, it's good fun.
Spoke about Sean Marsh's wide bat. I reckon Tendulkar had a bat that was a little bit not regulation. Cameron Green's another one. It's funny when people play straight, Matt, the bat does look big, and he presents, doesn't he, with a very full face bat, and obviously just making his mark in Australian level. You've seen a lot of him. He's going to be around for a long while.
He is going to be around for a long while, and I hope so. He's a you know, I went to, I was a few years older than Greeny at school, but went to the same school. So I've watched him grow up from a young boy who was just super talented for his age, stood out from everyone. And then just watch him mature into the young man that he is today. I think he's grown up quite a lot, particularly last summer playing with the Australian boys. And he's just a phenomenal cricketer and a good athlete. I think, you know, you talk about the size of his bat. I think when he plays a straight drive, his stride length is halfway down the pitch already. So he's got an advantage there. And then it only takes him three steps to run a single. So,
and he's a
phenomenal.
He can bowl around the 140 mark too, can't he?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He bowls fast and it comes from a big height. And he's, you know, he's worked so hard in his bowling. I think last summer, unfortunately, he didn't really take a wicket at all throughout the summer, but he actually bowled really well. So for him, I think it can be quite frustrating when that happens. You know, you put so much effort into something and you don't get the reward. But I think he's slowly starting to see the reward now. He's worked really hard with our bowling coach, Matt Mason, just on some technical things to look after his body so that he can bowl for a long period of time, hopefully for Australia in that role. So if he keeps doing what he's doing, then I think he's going to be on the park for a while and doing really good things.
Mac, thanks for the chat. Good luck. Not too much luck against our mighty Redbacks, but I hope you have a great season yourself.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Mac Kelly there for Tyre Power. They reward you with more than $100 cash card before selected Michelin tyres. Yeah, just a young man, 26. You're right. He's in that right age group,
perfect.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he got Weatherald.
Sweet spot.
And Gibson out, the two South Australian boys.
So, yeah. Important game. I'd say Head would be a massive wicket for them. And Green's made a lot of runs against South Australia too. Yep. So tit for tat. Our guest there, Matt Kelly.